W1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Senate's bipartisan deal to boost border security has the endorsement of the Border Patrol Union, and the Border Patrol Commissioner says it gives them the strongest set of tools in decades. It appears, however, the deal won't get even a vote in the House of Representatives.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer imploring his colleagues in the other party to ignore calls to kill their hard-fought immigration deal.
Whether or not senators can drown out the outside noise, drown out people like Donald Trump who want chaos, and do the right thing.
The Senate's Republican leader urging his party to do the same, even as House Republicans say they will kill the deal. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
The rain's still coming down in Southern California. Three people have died so far in the storms. The worry remains that mudslides still pose a significant threat. British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak, in regular contact with King Charles, says he's thinking about the king following Monday's cancer diagnosis. This is ABC News. The full House of Representatives today expected to vote on impeachment of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. Republicans accuse him of breaking the law when it comes to his handling of the southern border. Democrats call it blatantly political. Jury deliberations continued today in the trial of Jennifer Crumbly. She is facing involuntary manslaughter charges in Michigan in connection with her son's deadly rampage at his high school. And more people were tuning in to music's biggest night.
Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift's record-setting album of the year win, Tracy Chapman and Luke Combs' Fast Car duet, Jay-Z's fiery speech, it all helped boost the Grammys audience big time, the show averaging 16.9 million viewers, up 34% from last year, and the biggest audience since before the start of the pandemic. CBS and the Recording Academy say streaming viewership was up big time as well, a 173% increase over last year. We're told the audience peaked around 9:45 to 10 p.m. Eastern during the In Memoriam segment. Over 18 million were watching. Jason Athenson, ABC News, Hollywood.
I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Valentine's Day is here. This year, give the ultimate gift. Name a star after your sweetheart. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For 45 years, we've named millions of stars for celebrities, dignitaries, and individuals worldwide. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can give the most memorable gift. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on the talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM WGBW, and on the Civic Media app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehow. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A Wisconsin man convicted of pepper spraying police officers during the January 6th attack of the U.S. Capitol argues he should get a shorter sentence. Federal prosecutors say 41 months in prison is appropriate, but lawyers for Riley Casper of Pulaski says he's matured over these last 3 years. Casper is set to be sentenced on Tuesday. Democratic presidential primary voters in Wisconsin will have a choice after the state Supreme Court Friday ordered Dean Phillips' name to appear on the April ballot. Phillips says the justices made the right call for democracy.
It's so much less about my campaign and just so much more about how we Americans practice democracy and whether we should allow our two big parties to suppress it.
Phillips on WISN-TV's Up Front. I'm Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News.
The Packers making more coaching changes. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers making moves on their defensive coaching staff after firing Joe Barry and hiring Boston College head coach Jeff Hafley. Gone are linebackers coach Kirk Olivandotti and defensive back coach Greg Williams. They have hired a new defensive line coach, Vince Ogabasi, replacing Jerry Montgomery, who had held that position since 2015. Ogabasi has connections to the 49ers and served with the Packers' new defensive coordinator, Jeff Hafley, at Boston College. Last night at Super Bowl 58 in Las Vegas, Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes asked about his father's most recent arrest in Texas over the weekend, charged with drunk driving.
It's a family matter, so I'll just keep it to the family, and that's all I really have to say at this point.
It's his father's third offense. NBA, the Milwaukee Bucks road trip winding down. They're in Phoenix against the Suns tonight. Men's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers slipped from 6th to 11th ranked in the nation after those back-to-back losses. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
We have some patchy dense fog this morning and a little bit of light freezing drizzle, or more like light freezing fog, and that's going to continue this morning, but we will see some sunshine by this afternoon. Our high today, 43. The wind out of the south at 5 to 10. Tonight, cloudy, 34. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 49. Thursday, showers, 51. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. From I-43 to I-41.
This is the Talk of Green Bay.
1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Happy Tuesday to you.
Hey.
Happy Tuesday. A little chilly out there.
It's getting better.
It's getting better. 29 degrees in Appleton, 29 in Green Bay, 30 in Appleton, 29 Oshkosh. We're here on a Tuesday morning, 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 FM, WISS, and of course the Civic Media app. Today's a big day, of course. Today is, as everybody knows, National Frozen Yogurt Day.
Well, everybody knows that.
National Chopsticks Day, something I've never been able to conquer.
Master? Mm-mm. No.
Have you?
Yeah, oh yeah.
I cannot.
See, here's the key to that, Johnny, is you hold the bottom one stationary. Don't move it, and you just move the top one.
Really?
Then you'll get it. That's
can't
the key
it.
To that.
I've you tried.
Try to move both of them, it drives you nuts, and then you ask for the fork.
That's what I do every single time.
That's the weird guy at the table.
That's me.
Do you have a fork?
Axl Rose is 62. How is he still alive? How is that
here?
Possible, Todd?
I don't know.
Okay. Oh, Rick Astley. What did he use? He used to have a big song in the 80s. Didn't
Never
he?
Gonna Give You Up.
That's
Never
right.
Gonna, yep.
Remember that one?
No.
Never
yes,
Gonna
you
Give
do.
You Up. Yeah, you do. You'd know it if you heard it.
Okay.
Tom Brokaw, 84. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Ronald Reagan was born in this state in 1911. Babe Ruth was born in this state in 1895. Toby Keith died last night, 62 years old.
That's young.
Went to Toby Keith's concert here at the Resch. Oh, boy. 20 years ago, maybe yeah. more. He had that big thing going with, I think it was Chevy trucks. Had the big Chevy trucks on the...
No, that was his thing.
His
right?
signature.
Trucks, cowboys.
Yeah.
I
listened to a lot of his CDs back in the day.
Yeah, and he... Interesting life. I mean, it's way, way too short, but he struggled for a while.
Yeah.
He was working...
Worked in the oil fields
right.
and different things.
And then he got a hit and...
Boy, he would have like 30 number one hits.
Yeah, but his first...
Incredible.
His first hit, though,
Should have been a cowboy.
And he did like 28 shows in a row.
Yeah.
He's like, I don't know if this is going to last.
This is my only one. I got to milk this as much as I can.
I got kids I got to pay for. So, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He got into that weird thing that he didn't need to get involved with the Dixie Chicks back at the time. Remember that? Where they kind of ripped George Bush. They were in London. Remember, Todd?
Yep. Yep.
And then the whole country... music world kind of turned against them.
Yep.
That really hurt their career. I don't think they ever really recovered.
Not fully.
No.
And he weighed in on their side?
No, against them.
Oh.
And it was a knockdown, drag them out type of fight between Toby Keith and the Dixie Chicks. Remember that, Todd? It was nasty.
It was kind of weird, though, too.
Yeah,
right?
It was kind of weird. Yeah.
I just remember that discussion.
Yeah. And then he also got in some trouble. When he wrote the song, The Red, White, and Blue, and he had the lyrics, we'll put a boot up your bleep.
Yep.
It's the American way.
Oh, yeah.
And
people went nuts at the concerts when he
People, some people loved it. Some people hated it. Yeah. You know what I mean? As far as with whatever. But that was Toby Keith. I mean, you know, you got to be whatever. But yeah, just 62. That seems way too young. 18 months, he had stomach cancer. That's too bad. Liked him a lot.
And then I'm, you know, speaking of cancer, a little worried about the King.
Yeah, what's up with that, huh?
I mean, Buckingham Palace sounds like working with the mob. You know, they don't tell you anything. But I don't think, you know, and what do I know? But I don't think that sounds real good, right? He goes in there for prostate, but then they're like, well, we found some other stuff.
Right.
And, you know, those are down the organs by the bladder. I mean, that's where they were kind of, so I don't know.
Yeah, I agree.
If it's, we've had some, you and I both lost some pretty close friends to it. I mean, if it's anything pancreatic, I mean, they got to start fitting William for that crown.
I wish you could find a cure for that.
I know.
Jeez. I mean, I don't care what, every dime we put towards something else, put it towards that.
It's like 4% survival.
Just put it towards that. Yeah. Put it towards that.
Yeah, there's a lot of.
Man.
Anyway, so I hope he's okay, but I just.
I thought the same thing.
Wow.
Tracy Chapman is now number one on iTunes from her song the other night, huh?
Yeah, well, not from that song, from the original song from 35 years ago. It went to number one.
Wow.
She's got two songs in the iTunes top 10 right now.
That's phenomenal.
She hasn't put out music in who knows how long.
She hasn't performed in how long, right? I mean, that was a total surprise when she was at the Grammys, right?
Absolutely.
Nobody expected her?
Yeah, there was a little leak of the story beforehand, but not like... Nothing was for sure. She might be there. She may not.
Wow.
She walked out and the place went nuts.
Yeah, that was. I got goosebumps, honest to God, when she started singing like that. It was great.
And how about that? That guy that got walked out in cuffs.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, come on.
Murder Mike or Mike the Murderer? What's his name?
I mean, those guys could have waited till before, after. They didn't have to
make such
a scene.
What did he do? I never saw what he did, or I never really heard what he did. But he won like 3 Grammys, and then he took him out in handcuffs. He got into some kind of a scuffle or something.
I think they had their eye on him. I don't think it was something he did there that they took him out. I think they had. I think they were there.
Oh, for something else before,
like, right? Am I right on that, Todd? Do you know anything about this guy? He got hauled out of the Grammys in handcuffs.
I'll look more of it up. I have a few inklings on it, but let me get some more details.
Got a text here. It says, I saw Toby Keith in concert in Allentown, PA over Labor Day weekend in 2021. He got drunk and slurred or forgot the words of Red Solo Cup. Ooh. that happened.
Yeah, come on, it's Allentown. Yeah. No fun.
Billy Joel had the big song Allentown. Remember that? 1982. Well, we're living here in Allentown.
Yeah, right.
Remember that?
Yeah. I do. Right. Know it was 82.
I missed his thing the other night. How was that?
I didn't see that.
I didn't see it either. Did you?
No.
Okay.
No, I didn't watch any of that.
When did he go totally bald? Because, man, he had a good head of hair. I got to be honest with you, man.
That.
Me and Billy Joel had hair that, in the early 80s, myself and Billy Joel, people used to say I looked like Billy Joel.
Couldn't tell you apart.
No. I looked a lot like Billy Joel back in the day, back when he was married to Christie Brinkley. So I always thought Christie Brinkley would go for me because of that.
But he could sing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Other than that. Wow. Okay. Here we go. Let's fire a salvo right up just to get it started here this morning.
6:13.
Let's get it rocking.
Exactly. 7 minutes in the show.
7 minutes in.
The rockets are fired.
The first shot is fired across the bow. Wow. Real nice. Real bleeping nice, Jim. So, Todd, how's that weather looking? Tell me again about this weather this week.
We've got tons of fog out there this morning. Again.
I know.
If you're driving, you got to be careful. And I don't think we're cold. Well, we are cold enough to get some freezing fog on the road. So also be careful of that this morning.
But we jumped the scale at Thursday, 55. Did I see 52? And that's unbelievable.
Unbelievable. For middle of February.
February?
Unbelievable.
So.
Mind-boggling.
Yeah, that's going to be awesome. Anything you need done? Get it done. It's going to be great because it's going to snow again.
Take down the Christmas lights?
I did that. I did that a long time ago.
Oh, I think you kept them up all the time.
No, I drove here, though, this morning, and some guy had his lights on. It's like, it's a little weird.
We still got the Christmas wreaths on outside of
us. That is true. The city has.
I talked to Jeff over in downtown. Hey, you got your lights on.
It's still the spirit.
It's still in the spirit. Okay, we're having fun today. We got Shannon Cohen coming up at 6:30. Tell us a little bit about that, Todd.
She's coming in to talk about the Super Bowl, right, Jim?
Yes, and that's where...
And by Super Bowl, we mean S-O-U-P-E-R.
Right.
Yes.
Yes.
And there's, I think...
What's your favorite soup?
13, 14 clam chowder.
Me too. Yeah. How funny is that? That's my favorite soup.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to make you some that's
worst soup in American history. French onion.
Oh, no. We talked about that. No, you called.
Oh, no.
No, I remember we were talking about that when we first
French
started.
French onion's the worst soup in America.
Oh, it's great soup.
No, that's the best soup. And then you put that. And
Don't even get me started on the soggy bread.
Okay, and so do you remember that, Todd? No, you weren't even here then.
I wasn't, but I remember it because
so
it was such
a big
story.
And yes, and he was like, soggy bread. And I'm like, no, I don't think so, John. And we make our own French onion soup, like with the different double cheeses and just take all the onions and you bake it. Anyway, it's a great, great soup. Love it. And John's like, no, soggy bread, I'll go to an expert. I'm thinking he's going to call some chef from, you know, one of the better restaurants right. in the community. He calls Murphy, his like best friend, and of course Murphy weighs in with John. I'm like, that doesn't count. So I've been suspect ever since
it
then.
Counts.
That was
it does count.
Anyway, French onion would be my
that'd be my
second.
Worst. My number one is clam chowder, no question. My number two would be like any kind of like Louisiana soup,
gumbo.
The gumbos, the whatevers. Oh man, I can eat spicy kind of stuff like that.
That's good.
And I, you know, believe it or not, this sounds like an old man type thing. Okay, I like a good tomato soup, a good rich tomato soup with a grilled cheese sandwich.
Yeah,
toasted cheese. Isn't that the greatest thing in the world?
Even a cheap tomato soup is good.
Yeah, if I have my last meal, it might be tomato soup, a grilled cheese sandwich, and a glass of chocolate milk out of a glass bottle. That would be a piece of coconut cream pie.
That would
close it off.
That could be a last meal for a lot of people. Yeah. Just because it's DN.
You wouldn't like that?
No way.
Why?
I wouldn't. First of all,
which part don't you like?
I don't like.
Everybody loves tomato soup. No, okay. There's nobody that doesn't like tomato soup.
Okay, John, you're looking at one. I don't like tomato soup.
Quick poll, Todd. All right. Do a quick text poll.
Tomato soup.
Yes or no?
I don't like tomato soup. No.
You're gonna be so in the minority. Everybody loves tomato soup. Good rich tomato soup. Really?
No. There's nothing in it. All it is like a glass of tomato juice.
What's that?
Well, you just talked about you like gumbo, right?
Yeah.
Because that's got
real spicy.
Right. Yeah. You like clam chowder. And like
clams. Love
clams
clam
and maybe
big
potatoes. It depends.
By the way, you know what?
Tomato soup is like everything that's come through like a sieve. There's nothing in it. It's just warm.
Let me talk about the new me.
Ugly
let's
juice.
Let's talk about the new me.
Okay, let's hear it.
Want to hear my new diet?
Jeez. Sure.
Okay. It's kind of like Mediterranean, okay? But it's real heavy with seafood. You know what I ate yesterday? You want to know the only things I ate yesterday?
And butter.
You want to know the only things I ate yesterday?
Good.
Tuna fish and sardines.
Ew. Yeah, I don't know about that. It's a lot of salt, man, in those sardines.
That's all I ate yesterday. Tuna fish and sardines.
And you got it at the dollar store? Don't tell me you got it. Oh, God. I can't believe you did that. Okay, whatever.
My place smells a little not great. I'll be honest with you. I'll be honest. But that's the only food that literally automatically lowers your blood pressure.
No, that's
yeah,
not.
Yeah, just sardines and tuna literally medically, scientifically lower your blood pressure.
No.
Yeah, they do.
There's so much sodium
Jim,
in there.
I research things.
What you should have, this is what you should do. You should go buy a bag of shrimp, let it just thaw, and then, you know, pat it down so that and have shrimp.
It's not as good for you. It doesn't have the omega-3s. I'm big into the omega-3s right now, Jim. I got to be honest with you. I'm oozing omega-3s.
John read something yesterday.
I'm oozing omega-3s right now. You can see it. I can feel it. I can feel the omega-3s coming out of me.
I can
coming
smell
out of my
it.
Pores. Oh, my place does not smell good. I got to be honest.
Let's move on.
It smells like the shore of the Fox River.
We're moving on. 6:18, Mine on the Mayor. We'll be right back.
All right.
Talk about the troubles you've been having with your brother, about your daddy and your mother and your crazy ex-lover. We talk about your friends and the places that you've been. We talk about your skin and the dimples on your chin, the polish on your toes and a run in your holes. And God knows we're gonna talk about your clothes. You know talking about you makes me smile. But every once in a while...
This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Valentine's Day is here. This year, give the ultimate gift. Name a star after your sweetheart. This is Rocky Mozell with International Star Registry. For 45 years, we have named millions of stars for celebrities, dignitaries, and individuals worldwide. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can give the most memorable gift. The star your name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
Matt Nair on Air.
I heard that new promo featuring Earl and Sandy Williams talking about being influencers. Now I cannot get the vision out of my head of those two doing TikToks.
I think we should do a series of videos of Calvin teaching them how to be influencers, like teaching them how to dance.
I'm not going to say I don't dance, but I'm not a good dancer, so I don't know.
Matt Nair on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and the Civic Media app.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Devil's Advocates radio show. It's a radio show.
Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here. Once again, Toby Keith passing away last night at the age of 62 from stomach cancer. Got another text here from my buddy Mike. He saw him at Sturgis. So it was a great time.
Oh, wow.
Seeing him at Sturgis. Yeah, it's amazing.
That's his thing, right? The cycles and all that. Yeah. He just had such a...
Man, he had like a 20-year run where he had number one hits for a long, long time. Then, but he kind of, you know, it's kind of funny the way things turned in the country music. It really... You know, it's like, what do they say, a lake overturns itself every few years? Country music kind of does that. I remember Johnny Cash one time, he took out a full-page ad in, I think it was Variety Magazine or one of the big trade magazines, and it was just him flipping the bird to Nashville because they wouldn't play his songs anymore. It was all the new. Then it was like the Garth Brooks of the world and Shania Twain's came in, and then they had Toby Keith, and they had their run, and then all of a sudden it became... You know, Taylor Swift was one of the first ones for country.
Right.
And the...
And you're like, that wasn't real country.
Right. Then it was... Exactly. You know what I mean? So then that group sort of took over. So it's kind of overturned itself a lot over the last 20 or 30 years. It really has.
I think they're fortunate that they allowed themselves because that twangy music wasn't
sustainable.
Well, it evolves.
You know, it just keeps going. And Yeah.
But have you been to Country Music Hall of Fame, Nashville?
I have not.
Man.
I've never been to Nashville.
I bet you would love it.
We gotta go down there.
I know. And my daughter lived there for a while. I've never been to Nashville. I've always wanted to go.
It's great. Broadway's great. All this free music. Great, great music because these people are all
starving artists.
To go. But anyway, that Country Music Hall of Fame is that's better than Canton in terms of there's just so much to see there.
Actually, I've never been to Canton either. And I love museums and Hall of Fames and things like that. And I've never been to the two biggest ones.
But you've been to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Been to the Rock and Roll
Hall. So that's good. Cleveland.
Yes. Todd, you have something you want to say?
I did because we had a listener message us that she was a big fan of beef and cabbage soup from Golden Basket. And I asked who she was. It's Allison. She's listening in Allentown, Pennsylvania.
Oh.
She is an Ocano native. So
nice. Hi, Allison. So that was Allison that texted in earlier about Allentown.
Could be.
Must be, I would think. Nice, Allison. I've never heard of beef and cabbage soup. Have you? Are they one of our on our list, though, of the soups this week?
Golden Basket, I think, is on there. I got to look. I was going to look that up when we were talking. But Golden Basket's a great restaurant. I love that place. It's right across from Bay Family, who I know for sure is on our list because I mentioned them yesterday. But beef and cabbage, I'd have to think about
that. I'd be okay with that. So that's another thing on my new health kick. Red cabbage. I bought red cabbage.
That's good for
That's
you.
That's so good for you. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
So I'm eating sardines and red cabbage and tuna. That's basically what I'm living on these days.
So we're okay.
Okay, so basically get the air freshener out because that sounds a little rough.
Yeah.
Well, no, he lived long. He's old.
Is what it is.
Do you like...
By the way, on our poll here, tomato soup, yes, 95%, no, 5%.
Yeah.
Tomato soup. Everybody loves tomato soup.
My listeners
And is there anything better than a grilled cheese sandwich? Is there anything better than a good grilled cheese sandwich?
There's a lot of sandwiches better than grilled cheese.
No,
a lot. Reubens, and there's so many.
See, I'm not a big Reuben guy.
I was just going to ask you because I was going to make you.
I'm not a big sauerkraut guy.
I was going to make you corned beef and cabbage.
No, I don't like corned beef and cabbage.
Oh.
Because that's on my birthday all the time on St. Patrick's Day.
That's true.
Every place you go to is corned beef and cabbage, and I never eat it. I like corned beef as a sandwich. Like corned beef on rye, I'll take that. Pastrami on rye, I'll take all those.
Oh, yes.
Capicola, suppressa, all
but
those.
But no, you don't. What you just said, you like cabbage.
I like red cabbage cut up like that, but I don't like pickle. I eat sauerkraut, but I'm not like crazy about sauerkraut. Some people are like, oh my God, sauerkraut.
It's the best.
Like if it's there and you're having a brat, maybe I'll put it on, maybe I won't. You don't put ketchup. Pork? You don't put ketchup on your brats, do you?
Yeah, I do.
It bugs me when people put ketchup on their brats.
What do you put
nobody
on?
Should, mustard. That's all you're supposed to put on a brat.
That's
is
hot dogs.
Hot dogs. Nobody puts ketchup on their brats.
Okay, Todd, get rid of that tomato soup thing.
Do you put ketchup on your brats?
Okay, ketchup. On brats, kind of out of
Shannon,
the season.
Shannon, you don't count.
But do you put brats and ketchup, yes or no?
No.
I know, but it's going to be
just mustard. No, it won't.
But get rid of that tomato
Let's
soup.
Let's make a bet.
No, I don't want to bet. I'm into you for $30 already. I got to win my money back.
I think it's 40 went back because you lost another $10 one. Remember that, Todd?
No.
Did it go back up to 40?
First of all, I'm not good with math. Secondly, I can't keep track of all the bets you guys got going on.
Anyway.
Hey, Shannon, is Golden Basket in our... Okay, all right. Well, still they have good soup. But you can get beef and cabbage soup right across the street at Bay Family.
Can you? Oh, you know that. You don't know that.
I don't know
You're that. Lying. You can't lie. You're on radio. You can't lie on radio.
I think they have great soup
Todd,
there.
How many years have I been in radio?
Long time.
Okay, have I ever lied?
Okay, here we go. Here we go. Yeah. All right. So right away, now I don't know how many this is, but.
It's one.
Ketchup.
You got one vote.
No, we don't know that. It's a percent.
We got more than one.
Aha. Listen to the producer. So yes, ketchup on brats is 100%.
It's early.
So it is early.
Polls just opened.
It's also 100%.
Well, okay. So, I mean, wait till I get my people on there.
Steve says ketchup and raw onions on his brat.
Yep, totally.
Raw onion. I'll take raw onions on anything.
Yeah.
I'll take raw onions on anything.
Yeah, that's good. Hey, really, you don't like corned beef and cabbage, and you are born on St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
Did your mom serve it too much? And it's
happens. We used to... Like I said,
you know what?
Literally, I remember walking in the house.
I don't interrupt you, but flashback.
Well, you are.
I will, but I just want to say that you said... I think that's why I don't like tomato soup and grilled cheese. I think we had that a lot when we were kids.
Did you?
Growing up in Two Rivers, and that's why I don't like it.
Okay.
I just figured that out.
Like, I remember walking down the path to our house, and I'd see the windows steamed, and it's like, oh, new boiled dinner. And it'd be boiled cabbage and boiled turnips and boiled potatoes, and it was the worst thing possible. I hated it so much.
I don't believe that you were walking...
Yes.
To your home.
Yes.
And the windows were steamed up.
Kitchen windows.
How'd you know she wasn't making a pie or cookies?
Why everything I tell you about my youth do you challenge? Why?
I don't think you looked at that glass half
full. I did.
I would look at that house.
You're walking down the path. We had the kitchen windows right there.
And you're like, no.
Yes, because the windows would be steamed. And that's the only thing she cooked that would steam the windows. And you'd walk in the house and you'd smell that boiled cabbage and turnips. And I've hated it ever since.
My mom, with a crock pot, or not in a crock pot, a pressure cooker.
Yeah.
When you heard that going.
Same type of thing, right?
It was sauerkraut and pig's feet.
Oh, yeah.
Mommy, can I eat over at Tommy's tonight?
Yes, exactly, right?
Well, sauerkraut and
I remember my dad, watching my dad eat pig's feet. It's like, oh, my God.
Wow.
How can you do that?
She put a little margarine on there.
Yes. It's like, really, there's nothing else at the grocery store you can buy than pig's feet? Yeah, are you kidding me? Come on.
But pork and sauerkraut is good. Pork, like a pork roast, not pig's feet, but,
yes.
Which is pork anyway.
Got to think, your kraut is great for your gut. You should have a half a cup every day.
Gosh.
I don't dislike. It's just one of those things I'd rather something else.
That's back to your cabbage. It's just
ketchup on brats, 98% to 2% now.
There you go,
98 to 2.
This
I'm coming
isn't
back.
Going to be close, and that's
now that I'm on the board.
All right, I'll be down to 20 then.
No, we didn't bet $10.
Yeah,
on
we did.
This.
You go to the tape. That's 10.
Todd,
we're going to talk. About
I cannot keep
we
track
did not
of you two.
Bet. Shannon,
he's no good at
did
math.
Did you hear that?
She was.
Shannon
she just walked
no.
in.
She was listening. She was listening on the way she said.
She was walked. She just walked in.
She's got a little walkman.
Distracted.
She was listening. She's got the earbuds. Pods or whatever thing. She does.
What's she listening to?
Huh?
She better be listening
she's
to
listening
us.
She's listening to us.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there was
all right.
Bad.
Maybe
was
nervous.
No wager.
Okay.
Wow.
We're talking to her. She's not looking at us. It's like, what are you listening to?
Wow.
All right.
We got Shank about to talk about the Super Bowl event, but all the great soups in the different areas. We're having a big thing going on.
Going to a great charity.
We've got some of the skaters from Disney on Ice coming. We got Sandra Rank coming. We got a big show, folks. Stay with us. Mine on the Mayor back after this.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder, metamorphosis, the loss of who you thought you is.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
How about this? Wisconsin's getting ready to play host to the Midwest Dairy Challenge. And although the name may imply it's a bunch of farm kids, that's not necessarily the case. I'm PM Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Tuesday. Ted Halbach is a dairy instructor on the UW-Madison campus. He's also one of the organizers for the Midwest Dairy Challenge that will bring in over 120 students from both colleges as well as technical colleges to the Green Bay area, evaluating dairies and bringing their suggestions back to a panel. Halbach says that although many of these students didn't come from a dairy background, don't second guess their abilities.
Actually, some of the most outstanding students that I've had a chance to work with in Dairy Challenge did not grow up on farms and did not have that dairy experience. They used their educations to learn about this industry. They sought out applied opportunities through internships and things of that sort. And at the end of the day, you know, they're some of the most talented, capable people working in our industry today.
Ted Halbach, he's a dairy instructor on the UW-Madison campus, also one of the organizers for the Midwest Dairy Challenge. It's a regional contest that's running in the Green Bay area February 7th through the 9th. He said one of the new opportunities they're providing this year, dairy farms are allowed to sponsor some of the competitors and in exchange get an opportunity to take a look at their resumes as potential future employees. Find out more at dairychallenge.org.
Did you know soybean diseases like white mold and sudden death syndrome can survive in your soil even after rotating crops? Prevention of these diseases is a constant battle, and yield loss from an infection can be devastating. The right management plan makes all the difference. Keep your beans safe this spring with Heads Up Seed Treatment. Heads Up guards your seed from both white mold and SDS. Stay protected and profitable by asking your seed dealer for Heads Up. Learn more at headsupst.com.
At Compeer Financial, we're defined by you, your hopes for the future, as well as what you need today. As a local member-owned cooperative, you shape how we serve agriculture and rural communities. As a partner and part of your community, we're here for you with personalized service and expertise you can rely on. Contact your local Compeer Financial team at 844-426-6733 or visit compeer.com/you for your lending and other financial needs. Compeer Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2022, all rights reserved.
And while this mild weather may make it easier to get around for you and I, for a lot of our Wisconsin farmers, it's challenging. This is baby time. A lot of babies being born on the farm. Share your picture with us. Share them, Fabulous Farm Babe, on Facebook, and tell your story about how you're taking care of the babies in the mud. I'm Pam Yonke.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
We have some patchy dense fog this morning and a little bit of light freezing drizzle, or more like light freezing fog, and that's going to continue this morning, but we will see some sunshine by this afternoon. Our high today, 43, the wind out of the south at 5 to 10. Tonight, cloudy, 34 tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 49. Thursday, showers, 51. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
Now, we tend not to think about now. We dream about tomorrow, relive yesterday. But right now in front of us is victory over cancer. Right now, cancer research funded by the V Foundation is leading to better treatments and saving lives. Victory over cancer is there for the taking by you, because today's cancer research is tomorrow's victory. Learn more at V.org.
Don't give up. Don't ever give up.
From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. Miss part of the show or want to share it with a friend? Check out the Mino and the Mayor podcast at civicmedia.us and on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Take Mino and the Mayor with you everywhere. Now, once again, Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a Tuesday morning. Are we still 92% or 98% to 2% catch your mom brats?
We are.
Holding. Gonna hold it all morning.
Shannon Cohen is here with us. Introduce your special friend, Shannon Jim.
So we, I spend some time at the New Community Homeless Shelter, and we are a shelter that relies a lot on the community for our fundraising. We don't take some of these grants from the state because they say, well, you can't do breathalyzers or you can't do this, you can't do that. And we know what we're doing over there. And so we reach out to the community for different fundraisers. And this is a very cool one. We've been doing this for, how long have we been doing this?
11 years.
11 years. And this is called Super Bowl, like soup, S-O-U-P. John.
E-R.
Okay. And what we do in this week from February 5th all the way through Super Bowl Sunday, February 11th, is if you go to these participating restaurants and order soup, a percent of that goes back to the shelter. So it's one of our fundraisers. We had, of course, you guys all came to the bowling. That was awesome. We've got a great event coming up with Jimmy Buffett. Not with him, but a tribute to him. But anyway, this is something that we have right now. And
the poll now 90-10. Coming back. Catch up on bras, yes or no? I say no.
Oh my gosh, John, that is okay.
Shannon,
but Shannon,
yeah.
But we're moving off the brats, right? We're moving off the brats.
You come in here, you start forcing your way around. Wow.
But okay, so these are the participating. Shannon, just tell, who came up with this? This is a great idea, and this
I like it.
I mean, it was just something because, you know, during January, February, money's not coming in as much. You know, we just came off an amazing holiday season.
Right.
Things are just a little slow. Everyone's trying to recover. So this was something easy that we could, you know, join our local businesses and help them out too. So they need customers coming in. So, you know, we send people in, hey, go buy some soup. And they're not just going to buy soup. You know, they're going to get more.
Right.
What's your favorite kind of soup?
Oh,
Don't say tomato.
No, I mean, I love a good beef vegetable.
Okay. Right. Somebody said beef. I've never heard of beef cabbage.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I feel like anything can be a soup.
Yeah. Right. You like clam chowder?
No.
You don't like clam chowder?
Absolutely not.
How can you not like clam? You're the only person in America that doesn't like. Yeah, thanks a lot, Shannon. Wow. How do you not like clam chowder?
Oh,
I don't like seafood, fish.
Really? Oh, wow. Okay.
I am going to
How about tomato soup? You like tomato soup?
I do.
Gumbo? Yeah. You like gumbo?
I'm not a big spicy fan. All right. Mm.
Okay, so wow. These restaurants.
Thanks for bringing her in. Well, hey. Okay, thanks for bringing her in.
Did do show prep on this one. Well, this is great what we're doing. And this is kind of a quieter time for the shelter. We had just a great, great Christmas. And,
yeah.
You know, so many people.
How did that one big fundraiser go that you guys did? The pasty thing. Oh,
that's coming up, John. We're just pace yourself. Oh. We have the soup first, and then followed by the pasties.
Hey. Like maybe we should learn how to make pasties before we do that one. You think?
We are going to
Todd, you with me on that?
But these small fundraisers engage the community, and we need the money. And the money goes 100% to the residents in the shelter. So
who are all the places that are taking part?
There's a bunch of them. I got some favorites. I mean, Festival Foods is always great, right? You can go upstairs or anywhere and just buy their soup. That's
take it home.
They're the best. You know what's a good one?
You go upstairs.
You know, like the one on Main Street there, the restaurant is upstairs.
There's a restaurant at Festival Foods?
You know,
like their seating area.
The seating area. So you get
at Festival Foods?
Yes. Yeah.
I didn't know about this.
Yeah.
I'm dead serious.
I don't know. Do they have it on Main? On Indy Pier? I should know.
The only one I know of for sure is on University.
Yeah, and that's the only one I go. I go to that all the time.
Yeah.
Anyway.
There's a dining room at Festival?
Yes. Yeah. And you know who meets there, Johnny?
Are you serious?
No, Johnny, you know who meets there and has their coffee? It's veterans groups will go.
Oh, I've heard about that Gim Gang together at Festival for coffee.
That's
and
where they go. Upstairs.
I've never been there. I need to check this out.
You do.
Okay.
Hey, but
can you buy something? Can you like buy soup at Festival and go upstairs and eat it?
Absolutely.
Definitely.
I did not know this.
Absolutely.
I'm going to do that.
The deli's right there. Right there.
And there's just stairs going upstairs?
Yeah. And then
how did I not know about
there's this? The whole buffet there. You can get chicken and salad and right there. And then
yeah, anything from the hot bar.
From the hot bar. That's what I was looking for. The buffet bar, hot bar. Okay. So anyway,
so you can go to lunch at Festival.
Yeah.
Yes.
Never knew that. Todd, did you know that?
I think there's a lot of people that do that.
Yes, sir.
You yeah. do? You knew I that? Think
everybody knows that.
How did Jim, I know that? You need to take John.
He needs to get out more.
I guess so.
I would agree. Instead of eating,
am I like the only person instead that didn't
of eating,
know this?
Instead of eating sardines in his 400 square foot apartment.
Whatever, Jim. It's gonna help make me the person I'm going to be.
Okay.
It's let's be a watch whole new that. Me.
Okay.
All right.
Hey,
you want to come over?
You're a good place. No, I'll pass.
I'm going to the Dollar Tree to get some today.
That's where he buys food. I mean, the Dollar Tree is great for like wrapping paper, but food?
Yeah, we get food from there.
Do you?
Thank you, Shannon.
We do.
Thank you.
They have a s'mores oatmeal that I can never find anywhere else.
Oh, really?
My children love it.
Nice. Nice.
Okay. Okay.
All
like,
right.
I would get scotch tape there, but that's about it.
All right.
Okay. Rustique.
Hasn't affected me none.
Look at the guy. Okay, come on, everybody tune in here. Don't tell me that. Hey, Rustique.
Yes.
I've been to Chives in Suamico, but tell me.
Great pizza.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
And their soups are even better.
It's That's a really awesome. Popular place. Good luck trying to find a parking place there.
Oh, exactly.
It's crazy.
And you're waiting for a long time. Yeah. But
all right, so we got to go there, get soup there. I'm going to mention a couple of these places. And we love them all because they're supporting the new community shelter and a percent of sales to all this soup. But Sidekicks Bar and Grill.
Yes. Amazing. The owner's amazing. Yeah, in De Pere. And here's a fun fact. So I think it was like 2 or 3 years ago, I went and picked up soup. They have a 19 bean soup.
Wow. In so, one soup?
Name 19 them all.
Different kinds of beans?
Name them all.
Wow. Holy cow. I didn't know there were 19 kind of beans.
Exactly.
That sounds good for you.
That, sure. Hey,
I'm that with my sardines.
I was going to say that. Hey, a great place. The best, they got one of the best waitresses in the city is the Pancake Place.
Oh, yes.
She's been there forever. She's a huge supporter of the city. I love that place. I mean, it's great for obviously pancakes, but they have good soup there too. All right,
amazing.
So we
got
to go there. And then a place that I like to go to a lot, actually I go there on Saturday mornings, is Bay Motel, family restaurant.
The Bay.
I like that.
Yeah.
Great little breakfast place.
Mm-hmm. Everything
and
is.
It feels like old school Green Bay.
Totally.
Back when like Military Avenue was like, you know, the hub of Green Bay. When I was a kid, you'd go there and it's like, this is cool.
John, it kind of is old school Green Bay. It's not like it feels like it. It kind of is. I mean, there's
which
just,
is great though.
It
I
is.
Like
it's,
that.
It,
I mean that in the most complimentary way.
Me too. And that was always a nice campaign stop. Because the people who go there are Green Bay people.
And they're great people.
They are great people.
And Ubers. No, I'm serious. A lot of Ubers that come to, friends of mine, family that come down for Packer games, they would stay at the Bay Hotel. And that was always their favorite place to go. Yeah. You go there on a Saturday morning during football season,
totally.
I guarantee you'll be loaded with Ubers.
Yep. Well, and they reach out to that. And it's great price points, great service. So Bay Motel, family restaurant, get your soup there. And then the other one, Indy Pier, Oak Street Cafe. I like that place, too, for breakfast. I haven't been there for lunch, but you guys?
I've been there for other meals.
Oh, I've been there.
Meals.
Okay, it's great.
That's right. It's my
excellent.
Kid's place.
Okay. Absolutely excellent.
Johnny's favorite, one of his favorites, Not by Bread Alone.
Oh.
Great.
Yeah.
I love their salads, actually. I love their salads.
Well, that meat in the bread.
Yeah.
The sausage bread.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. And they have a great salmon salad.
Yeah.
That's great. You know. Oh, that's right. You don't like seafood.
Yeah.
Oh. Wow.
But
you're never going to be as healthy as me.
Oh. Look at her. Look at you. I think that's already been decided. Right. But okay. But Not by Bread Alone. That's a great place. Okay. A couple more that I want our listeners to support because it does help the community. The Abbey.
Yes. The Abbey in De Pere.
Right.
Like I said, it's everything is great.
Do they still have their Buck Burger night?
I think they
said Buck Burgers.
Ooh, I don't know about that.
I don't
know. Joe Roars used to have that. But I think I don't think they're a dollar anymore. That would,
but then it'd be like one. It'd be like a Wednesday night. It was like a Buck Burger.
Yeah, but they have pretty small burgers now. If they're going to go for
right.
a well, you probably can't. You'd
right.
lose money. Yeah.
Right.
Sliders.
Yeah. Right.
Sliders.
Right.
Absolutely.
All right. Hilly Haven.
How come there's no White Castles in or you know what? McCarran and I. Every time we went on the road, we'd go to Steak and Shake.
Oh, that place is great.
We loved Steak and Shake.
Let's open up a White Castle.
Let's do it.
We can do it.
I think what would be successful, especially by like the Children's Museum, we want to develop that land over there, is a Steak and Shake. But I think they went out.
Did they? They went out of business?
I'm not sure they're still around.
Well,
they're big like Ohio and Indiana.
Great place.
I feel like Freddy's kind of took over.
Yeah, Freddy's kind of, same type of thing.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
A few more here, though. Hilly Haven Golf Course. Go there, get your soup.
Yeah.
Lunch. That's always a great place.
And there's talk that it might be nice enough on Thursday.
To golf?
Don't quote me if they're going to have golfing, but
Johnny said that this weather pattern that we've been in for, well, over a year, is you could golf every month in Green
Bay. That's what I'm wondering. If anybody out there has golfed every single month.
I will tell you this, and let me follow up with that. If you have golfed every month in Green Bay, I want to get you lined up with either the chamber or the city and turn that into an ad. Because like that, people would never, ever think that about Green Bay and say a place where you can golf and then have, you know, whoever it is. Make it do a testimonial.
It makes Green Bay amazing.
It does. It's that we have great weather and Packers, and you can golf every month. That'd be a cool ad, don't you think? Maybe not. Okay, just all right.
I don't know.
A little misleading?
A little.
I was in politics, John.
Yeah, I mean, wind chill was 30 below about 2 weeks ago. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe. I will have to look at that.
Yeah.
All right. Stadium View. I mean, who hasn't been there? That's great food, great lunch. So that's another participating restaurant. Three more. Nicolet Restaurant. We love them. Hey Soup Sister. I haven't been there. I got to be honest with you. That's in Deep Here.
They have a huge selection. And like, it's almost kind of customizable, they said.
So it's only soup? They only serve soup?
Well, don't quote me on that.
Okay.
But
well,
that's
their name. But the name of the place is Hey Soup Sister?
Yep. Right.
I've never heard of this. This sounds great.
Yeah. In Deep Here.
It's all homemade.
What other kind of soups do they have? Do you know?
Just different ones. There's a, I think I seen like a lentil asparagus.
Yeah, that doesn't sound good. I'm sorry.
They have a ton of.
Tell our listeners something they want to have.
A ton of
variety. What is a lentil? I don't know what a lentil is.
A legume.
Yeah.
What's a legume?
It's like a bean.
It's a bean. It's in the bean family.
Lentils, right? Lentils.
Can you buy a can of lentils?
Not a can, a bag.
A bag of lentils.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's soups today, just so you know, John, in case you want to. They've got a tomato basil soup today.
Special
taco. And also egg roll soup. That sounds good.
That does sound
good. Yeah, it does to me.
And a lot of gluten-free options.
Oh, good.
So, yes. That's a part
what's
of
gluten?
Diet.
Yeah, right. Oh, gosh.
Okay. Awful.
All right.
And the last participating restaurant is the Booyah Shed. So if you want Booyah.
Give that, Booyah for the Super Bowl.
Right. Where's that? The Booyah Shed.
Over on Ashland.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That used to be Yeah, it's right on National. It's easy to see. So those are the places. And you can go to the website for the new community shelter, .org. Take a look at that. But, you know, this week, you know, if you go out, you know, those people that go out to lunch or grab something once a week or twice a week, order soup. And it's great soup, but it also really helps the community shelter.
Like it a lot. These are great. These are super.
I'm going to make some awesome. Now, you're not going to participate, Shannon, but I make some really, really good like seafood.
You brag a lot about your cooking. Do you ever notice that?
I can't brag about.
Have you ever heard him say, I it's okay. I make such and such. It's okay.
That's true.
It's always I make the greatest soup ever.
I feel like my mother makes the best soup ever. So
okay, I'll give it to your mom. My mom makes better soup than I do. But I make like this Polish soup. This Kliska's in class is really
what was that?
It's a Polish soup, and I made my mom came over. I made that, and she's like, it reminded her of her childhood. It was really, really good. You know, the Poles didn't have a lot of money, right? So it's kind of a pork hocks and, you know, vinegar, and then you make the potatoes are really made out of flour, you know?
I'm very Polish, and that sounds awful.
No, actually, it's really good.
I was waiting for the good part, too. Once he said the pork hocks, he kind of lost me.
Yeah, it is. It's the...
Who looks at a pork hock and says, I want to eat that?
Well, my mom, right? The pig's feet.
Yeah, you're right.
Same thing.
And when you don't, John,
you're right.
John, you when you grow up with not a lot, you make the best of what you have. And pork hocks is not the most expensive thing. It's not, you know, like the Italians with all your sauces and pastas. The Polish people were very frugal. And so they made this. Kliska's in class is the name of the soup, and it's kind of vinegar, and it's, I don't know, my one daughter had, she goes, yeah, this is depression soup.
I like her.
I'm like, come on.
Depression soup.
That's what she called it.
I like that. Well, I told you, though, that's why I don't like lamb.
Oh, gosh.
What?
I love lamb. Why don't you like lamb?
Because that was depression food that my dad said they used to get mutton. And I know, you know what a mutton is? A mutton is a male... goat or sheep or something.
Lamb is so expensive, Johnny. I think your dad's got it mixed up with moss.
I don't think so. All right, we got to set a break. My name is back at this.
What kind of food you hate? You won't get no dessert till you clean off your plate. So eat it. Don't you tell me you're full. Just eat it. Eat it. Get yourself an egg and beat it. Have some more chicken.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Valentine's Day is here. This year, give the ultimate gift. Name a star after your sweetheart. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For 45 years, we've named millions of stars for celebrities, dignitaries, and individuals worldwide. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can give the most memorable gift. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
Progressive presents an ad from Mom.
Hello? Is it on? Oh, okay. Bundle your home and auto insurance with Progressive and get protection round the clock. Round the clock? Does this generation even understand what round the clock means? But don't, I'm just saying, because don't come to me when they ask for to do this over, because the kids won't get it.
Get round the clock protection when you bundle and save with Progressive. It's easier than getting your mom to make this radio ad. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on air.
Hey, welcome back. Mino the Mayor here, 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 FM, WISS, and of course the Civic Media app. 29 degrees in Green Bay, 30 in Appleton, 29 in Oshkosh. How was the, was there fog out there on the roads? Coming in, Shannon? A lot?
Yeah.
You're Suamico, right?
I am Suamico.
Yeah.
So it was a little sketchy.
Right. I'll bet. Hey, this segment brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Incredible deal going on right now, folks. 0% interest up to 3 years. Make no down payment, no interest, no payments for up to 18 months. Imagine having beautiful Pella Windows and Doors installed, but not having to make a single payment on them for a year and a half. Take advantage, because this deal at Pella only lasts until February 29th. Pella expert team installs year-round. They can customize any new window or door to match your unique home. They finish installation as little as one day, and when they leave, you won't even know they were there. Gorgeous new windows and doors. Obvious sign, but that's it. Give them a call. Start customizing your home today. Zero interest up to 3 years. Check them out. PellaWI.com.
Love them.
Ketchup on brats, yes or no? Yes, 92%, no, 8%. Anybody have a good pea soup in the area? I like a good pea soup.
You know what?
Especially got like a lot of ham in it.
I make that too.
I'm sure you do. And how is it? You make a good pea soup?
I far be it for me to brag. Okay. So.
Since when?
Starting now.
Yes, pea soup is great. With you're right, the ham is critical. Yeah, and John, in there you can put sauerkraut.
Nah, it doesn't need it. Sauerkraut person, Shannon.
I like sauerkraut.
Okay. Are you Polish? What are you?
Yeah,
that's what you're talking about. Yeah, you're very Polish. Yeah, okay. Is that a Polish thing, sauerkraut, or German? I think it's more German. Isn't
well, it's the
it?
Germans.
Or pretty much about the same, I guess.
Mm-mm. No, the Germans love sauerkraut.
All right,
they like that red cabbage that you were talking about.
See, there's a big difference between red cabbage and regular cabbage. I think taste wise, don't you? It's like sweeter. Regular cabbage is like bitter or sour.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. No, that's true. And we talked one time at the show, but the best German restaurant is oh man, I like going in Milwaukee, not Ooh. Mater's.
Oh, I've been. That's closed.
I don't get out much.
No, it's not
downtown. I was there.
It is not closed, John. Karl Rausch's is closed. That was another good German restaurant. That one closed.
Are you sure?
Yeah, Todd's gonna look it up. Mater's
right downtown in Milwaukee.
Yep, right downtown.
I think they closed.
They did not. Valet parking. Great food, great that cabbage you like. Now, Mater's is alive and well.
It's open.
It is doing
great. Which is one that's closed?
Karl Rausch's. I just told you that.
I've never heard of Karl Rausch.
It's a German restaurant. Those are two good German restaurants in Milwaukee.
Because there was one famous one I thought that closed in downtown Milwaukee.
I just mentioned it. You almost mentioned it four times? Karl Rausch's.
Giving them a lot of publicity for being closed.
Well, get this. So, John, that happened locally here when we first started. Ted, who owned Riverside Ballroom,
mm-hmm.
Opened up another restaurant. What's the name of it? And John's like, oh, they're closed, man. I'm like, dude, they're not closed. Yeah, they closed. They closed a while ago. I was there. They're closed.
Are you sure? I said that?
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
Right. I'll think of it. Anyway, right. So we're back to soup. We're talking about food, and we love talking about food on this show. And this is Super Bowl week, S-O-U-P-E-R, like the soup, and it's the 11th annual. And if you go to these participating restaurants and you order soup, a percent of that goes to the new community shelter, which is the best homeless shelter in our community, what really helps people get out of homelessness and back into society. So please go to one of these.
I got to say this. When I was there, when we were trying to do the pasty experiment,
yeah.
Whatever soup you guys had on the stove there looked and smelled phenomenal. I remember they're pulling apart the chicken before. It was like a chicken type soup.
Oh, yeah. They,
that was a big, thick, nutritious looking soup.
They do it right. I mean, we're, you know.
Do you eat there?
Chick
all. Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course.
Did that soup ever look and smell phenomenal?
Everything looks and smells phenomenal.
But John, they bake those chickens and they take the skin up. Yeah, they do it right. Cut up all fresh vegetables and that's we buy some of that stuff, but it's great when the farmer's market's going on Broadway and people have stuff left over in their booths and they drop it off at our
place. That was like an $8 bowl of soup.
Yep.
You know, at a restaurant.
Yeah. We have a couple really good chefs.
Absolutely.
There. Anthony.
You do. Anthony, boy, he knew what he was doing that they were there trying to make the pasties. He knew what he was doing.
I don't know him that well. Sometimes I wonder what he's doing there. I mean, he is a good chef, but I think he really has a heart.
He was brilliant when it came to everything about
the dough. He worked in a bakery. Yeah. And anyway, we love making food there, but this you go buy your food at these 13 restaurants, and then we'll take some of that money and help feed the homeless people in our community.
Doesn't it seem like running a bakery would be hard?
Well, it's
don't they start at like 2 in the morning?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Those guys, they work. I mean, bakers, and you saw a lot of that is still done by hand.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's the best way.
Right. That guy knows what he's doing. Anthony and Corsair is the best, but Anthony is a great chef, and I'm so glad he's there. And he does. Yeah, and people are welcome to come there at 5 o'clock. I mean,
anybody.
Can just stop it and eat?
Yep.
Yeah.
Free? Anybody. Yes.
I didn't know that.
I'm
learning a lot today. I didn't know you could eat at festival. I didn't know you could eat at the homeless shelter.
Homeless shelter's free. Festival is not. But at 5 o'clock, and we never miss a day. It's 365 days a year. But so we have people who live there. We have about 98 people who live there. And
you have that many, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then most of them will have dinner at 5 o'clock, but some of them are working, maybe 20 of them. So we'll have 50, 60 people who live there. And then we open it up to the community. And we get probably 50, 60, 70 people from the community every night that come in, and there's kids that come in, there's families. These people, John, it's kind of sad. I mean, that is the best meal they're going to have that day, and you've seen us make that stuff, but it's also probably the only meal they're going to have, some of them. So,
wow.
And that's what we do there, and we do it really, really well. We've been doing it for 30 years. And
also have people that come just for the companionship.
Right.
Because they don't want to eat alone at home. And so they come strictly just to have a meal with somebody.
I'm not a fan of eating alone in a restaurant.
Yeah, that's awkward.
Is it though?
I know.
You almost feel sorry for the guy sitting over there.
I know. And then sometimes if they recognize me, it's like, Miles by himself again. He doesn't. Nobody wants to hang out with him.
You should be the mayor and have that happen.
I'll bet.
Yeah. It hurts.
I can see that.
But what's really kind of sad is when people are at a buffet alone.
Oh, yeah.
That's not good.
That's not good at all.
Why? What's wrong with that?
I think there's more to it than a light lunch. I think they're not happy in their
But I love buffets.
Yeah. Who does it?
Nobody. I mean, you just said buffets. Oh, my God.
Nobody said they don't love buffets. I just think the psychology behind that is not good.
Okay.
So if you go and have, like, you know, we go to this Fresh, is it Fresh Time or Fresh Market? What's that place?
Fresh Kind.
KIND. That place is awesome. I go there by myself to get something. But
you go a lot of places by yourself. I mean, here I am, right?
That's confidence.
But he won't invite me. He goes to all these places up and down Washington Street. Say, is that so-and-so? Like, is that Smashburger? Where's it, Black Cat or White Cat?
I love that place.
And it's like, who'd you go with? Just myself. Okay.
Yeah, it's true. I don't go to buffets by myself anymore.
All right.
Visit our the website. Give us that to us one more time.
Newcommunityshelter.org or check out our Facebook.
Okay.
Phenomenal. We got to set a quick break. Terry Charles and some phenomenal Disney people joining us right after this.
Mino and the Mayor in the morning and the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Festival Foods and Diamonds and Gold present Let Me Be Frank Silver Jubilee Season at the Meyer Theater. And our first show of the year is Two and a Half Belgians, Friday, February 2nd through February 24th. Join me, Two and a Half, and my other brothers, 1 through 5, as we work at the Frosty Tip in Dyceville and cruise for Illinois babes in Fish Creek. It's the late 60s. Herky and Mabel are the proprietors of the Frosty Tip. Two and a Half Belgians runs Friday, February 2nd through Saturday, February 24th. For tickets, go to MeyerTheater.org or call 920-494-3401.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.